Simenkov. Beria, I feel about the bottle. Simenkov talks about a beria. A beria means a full creature. So there's a new rule that if it's a beria, if it's a full creature, it's loy bottle. It gets mixed up into, even if it gets mixed up into 1,000, it won't be able to be bottle. It's a special chumrah. Why is it? Why does it have such a chumrah? So the Taz explains that a beria has the Torah tells us that the beria has a chumrah. Lagabi certain in Yanim. That a beria has a chumrah concerning Malkus. Normally, in order to get Malkus, in order to be chayiv Malkus, you have to eat a certain amount of Isser. Sure, shir. You have to eat a kazayis of Isser in order to get Malkus. Torah taught us that if you eat a beria, even though it's pachas mekazayis, you're going to get malchus. So if somebody eats a little ant, I don't remember. If you eat a beria, even if it's a tiny little ant, so you can get malchus. Even though if you eat a piece of nevela, yeah. So how? You're not going to get malchus. Of course, it's aser. It's chatzis shir. It's always aser to eat even a little bit. But you're only going to get malchus if you eat a kazayis of the basar, yeah? On a vela, if you eat a whole beria, so even if it's a mashahu, even if it's tiny, you'll be able to get malchus. That's nothing to do with the din of bittel. That's a din that if you eat the beria itself, you will get malchus. Okay? But we borrow that idea, since the Torah said that there's a certain chashivus to beria, that it's not, but that it's not that you get malchus even on a small amount. So we borrowed it midrabanan. The chachamim borrowed that idea and said, "Wait a minute, if a beria is so chashiv, the Torah said that if you eat a tiny little beria, you're going to get malchus even though it's less than a shear, yeah? So we're going to say that if a tiny beria gets mixed up into kosher little things and you can't find the beria and you can't take it out, it's also not going to be batel, right? Batel means it's insignificant. Batel means it's lost its identity, it's gone, disappeared, yeah? Something very, very, very chashuv, this midrabanan, something that's very, very chashuv, can't become batel. It's too important. So since beria is so important, there's got to be that din in the Torah, that you get malchus even though it's just a tiny bit. So therefore also, it has the chumrah that if it gets mixed up, it won't be batel. But again, the Taz points out that this is only midrabanan. Most of the Rishonim agree that the din of a beria, this the fact that a beria is not batel, minat Torah, a beria is batel b'raif, batel b'shishim b'raif, depending on if it's mino, eina mino, whatever, if it gets mixed in, it's batel just like anything else. But midrabanan, it's not going to be batel. Why is that important for us to know that it's only midrabanan? Suffolk. If you have a suffolk, whether or not something is categorized as a beria, so then, then you could be, and then it gets mixed up. So then you could be makel. In other words, minat Torah, it's bottle. Midrabanan, if it's a beria, it's not bottle, and if it's not a beria, it is bottle. So you have a suffix midrabanan, whether or not this thing is bottle. So since the whole din that beria is loy batel is midrabanan, and you're not sure if it's bechal or beria, so you could be makel. That's the nafkamina. What happens if you know for sure something is a beria, but you're not sure if it's an iser? Let's say you have You have a gid. Which is for sure a beria. We'll soon learn it. The gid anash is considered a beria. But you're not sure if it's a gid anash or it's a different gid. That's not aser. And it got mixed into other gidim, yeah? So it's also a case of a suffix regarding a din of a beria. So what would you tie it to me? In other words, midei raisa. This is bottle over here, right? Because even if it is a gidanasha, midei raisa is bottle. The whole din of a beria that it's not bottle is only midei rabbanon. So midei raisa was bottle. And I have a suffix whether or not it's iser or not. So therefore you'll argue to me that what? I should be able to be mekel, because the whole din of beria is a din of rabbanon. Midei raisa is bottle. The chumra of a beria that it's not bottle is midei rabbanon. So because I have a suffix whether or not this is iser or not, it should be. Do you realize that there is a distinction between this example that I gave now and the example that I gave before? No. Before I was also talking yavish biyavish. Huh? What's the suffix about? Is the suffix whether or not it's a beria, or is the suffix whether or not it's an iser? The first example I gave you was a suffix whether or not it's a beria. For sure, a piece of iser. And I'm not sure whether or not it's a beria. If it has the hagdara, if it fits the criteria of a beria, I'll give you an example. 1 second. So then, if you have an iser, something which is for sure iser, but you're not sure whether or not it fits into the rules of a beria. Okay, in other words, that whether or not it can be considered a beria is a suffix. So then we say that midiraisa it's bottle, and whether or not it's bottle midirabanon is a suffix. In other words, whether or not it's bottle. So therefore, I could be makel in my suffix. Okay, because the suffix is about an issue which is midirabanon. In the other example, where it's for sure a beria, that's not the suffix. Yeah, it's a gid, it's a beria. The question is this iser bechalal? So even though in the end of the day I'm left with an iser, a suffix regarding an iser derabanan, because in the end of the day, even if it's iser, it was batal. And the only reason why it won't be batal is because it's a beria. So in the end of the day, what am I left with in this whole taruvus? I'm left with an iser. In other words, what's preventing me from eating this? Only an iser derabanan. The chachamim are preventing me from eating this. And there is a situation of doubt over here, because we're not even sure if this is considered iser, right? So l'chayre, there's a suffix on a din derabanan. The answer is it doesn't work that way. The suffix is not on the din derabanan. The suffix is on the din deraisa. The suffix is whether or not this piece is iser, is an iser deraisa or it's mutter. So when I have such a suffix, I have to paskin what? Chumrah. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a piece of iser. And I know for sure it's a beria. That wasn't the suffix, okay? Therefore, I have to be machmer. Even though in the end of the day, this, that I can't eat this whole taruvus, what's preventing me? The chachamim are preventing me from eating this taruvus. And originally, I had a suffix whether or not there's iser here, bechlal. So one can argue that this is also called a suffix derabanan, but it's not a suffix derabanan. The suffix was on deraisa. Is this food kosher? Is this food an iser deraisa or not? Yeah. So the halacha tells me that I have to paskin that it's aser. So as far as I'm concerned, this is a piece of iser. Now I have a din derabanan that it can't be bottle. So we don't go backwards. We don't go that in the end what I'm left with is an iser derabanan because midiraisa was bottle baroi. Even now I'm only left with an iser derabanan. So I'm allowed to go back and say, wait a minute, since the iser was a suffix to begin with, so it comes out that I have a suffix derabanan. We don't go backwards. Only go forward. I have a piece of meat. I'm not sure if it's iser or heter. I have to paskin that it's iser. Now it's a beria. I know for sure it's a beria. So therefore, it has the chumrah derabanan that is loy batal. So you have to be careful when you say suffix beria is lakula. The suffix is only when whether or not it's a beria. Okay. But if the suffik is whether or not it's iser, if it's for sure a beriyah, and I have a suffik if it's aser, so you would have thought that bashkafa rishani would thought that's even you're not even sure if there's iser here at all. That's like a stronger suffik, right? You would have thought. But it doesn't work that way because that suffik is on a din deraisa. So therefore you have to paskana up lachumra. Now you're left with a pure iser. That's what's called in the lashon of the poskim, it's called an iser deraisa. In other words, it starts off as a suffik deraisa. Therefore, you have to paskan lechumra. It developed into a din derabanan. But because it develops into a din derabanan, you can't be makel in your original suffik, which was regarding a din deraisa. It's a little bit of a... You know, it's a little bit of a delicate idea that you have to under, you know, to be mechalik, but if you think about it, you'll realize that there's a big difference between the two cases. Yeah, I'll just read you the part. So basically all we did now was the first task. We didn't really get further. We're not going to be able to go further than the... But we just did the first task, but it's a very sadistic task. I'll just read it to you inside so you'll see. First, the first task says to you why the Chachamim said that Beri... First of all, that the din that a Beri is not bottle is only Midrash Rabbanan. And he tells you why the Chachamim said it, because it's based on the Chashivas of a barrier that you get Malkus, even Pachas Mikazayas. And then he tells you that since it's only Rabbanan, the Natke Minel Le'inyan Safik. You have a barrier. If you're not sure if it's considered a barrier, Eloi, then have a Sveik of the Rabbanan. So it's only a Sveik of the Rabbanan, so therefore you could be Mekel. Ubatol. V'chein b'chol advarim demirin l'kamon she'enu b'teinu b'kain roi l'iskabi d'am sh'be minyan. All these dinim are only mid rabbanan. Therefore, if you have a suffik, whether or not something is roi l'skabed, or something is a davar shebe minyan, or something is a beria, all these cases you could be makel. Avol I have a vaday beria. Elashay iser suffik. If the iser was a suffik, you're not sure if the piece is iser, but you know for sure that it has the hagdara of a beria. You're just not sure if it's an iser beria or a heter beria. So then, bazeh afilu be'elaf le'batol. Because the suffik is what? The suffik is on the deraisa. So therefore you have to be machmir regarding your suffik. Later it develops into a din derabanan. So it's also midrabanan. But you don't say that since it's now a din derabanan, so retroactively, in retrospect, since I started off with a suffik, so it comes out that I have a suffik derabanan. It doesn't work that way. Kugoyim beitza suffik treifa kiyotza bai. Right, if you have a beitza, which is a suffik treifa, so that's a suffik deraisa, so you have to go lechumra. Then this beitza gets mixed up. So you'll say, wait a minute, mi deraisa was batal b'raif. So what's preventing you from eating it? The chachalim are preventing you from eating it. And we weren't even sure to begin with if this beitza was aser. So comes out l'chayra that I have a suffik derabanan. The answer is no, that's not called a suffik derabanan. The suffik was whether or not this beitza is a treifa or not. So that suffik was on a din deraisa, so therefore I have to paskin up lachumra. So for all intents and purposes, I have to treat this beitza like a beitza shreifa. Beitza shreifa shenisariv is loy batal because it's a whatever, it's davar shebe minyan, it's a beria, whatever it is. Okay?